We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sal Licata back on the Fan. It is my pleasure to be joined by my good buddy, who's somebody I go way back with at the Fan in the early days, 2003, 2004, we were first starting out in the business, John Schmelk, who is not only the reporter, producer, podcast host for the Giants, of course, but also the host of Bank Shot Knicks podcast. And Schmelk, you and I have discussed on this show, on your podcast, over the course of the years, the Knicks and their ineptitude and their struggles and what moves they might make and hopeful about free agents and top picks. Here we are in May discussing the New York Knicks and their successful season, which is hard to believe right now, the 4 seed in the Eastern Conference, Schmelk.
So we're not counting ping pong balls. How about that? Because that's what we normally be doing at this time of year. It is a minor miracle, and I hope all Knicks fans are enjoying the heck out of this, that not only are they going to be in the playoffs, they have a chance to host the playoff series in the playoffs, and if they hold on to that 4th and 5th seed, have a really good chance of actually winning a playoff round. If you would have told any of us this, you know, 5 months ago in December when they were getting ready for the season, we would have told that person they were out of their minds.
Before we get into the specifics of a possible matchup and where they're going to, you know, end up here and how far they could go in the playoffs, just in general, Schmelk, because you've been more into it than I have over the last 2 decades. I'm not going to lie. I've said that plenty of times. The Knicks, they've really beaten it out of me. In the 90s, nobody can compare to my fandom. I was diehard, as into it as anybody. But the last 20 years, I mean, it's impossible for me to give all my time and energy and passion the way that they were giving back, which has essentially been nothing. But this year in particular, this is one of my favorite years of all time. It's impossible to compare to the 90s, but this is up there. This has been just an incredible run. And you could see it early on that this was going to be a team that finally the city can be proud of. So you're right, it kind of came out of nowhere. But just talk about in general how fun this has been for you as a Knicks fan and somebody who covers the Knicks, how fun this year has been.
As a full season, it's the most fun that I've had following this team since the year they went to the finals against the Spurs. I'm not really that close because even that, you know, you had periods, right? Linsanity for about a month, that was awesome. You had the first couple months when Stoudemire got here with D'Antoni before the Melo trade. That was a lot of fun. You know, the year where they got the second round of the playoffs with Carmelo Anthony under Mike Woodson, they hit a lot of threes that year. That was a fun year. I'm not going to say it wasn't, but there was always something a little joyless, in my opinion, about the Melo teams, where you always thought there was just some sense of underachieving. There were, you know, Stoudemire injuries. There was controversy, you know, things of that nature. So while that was fun, this year to me was more fun because it's just so unexpected. Sal, you know how it is with sports. These are the best years, the years where you don't think the team's going to be good, and then they end up, you know, being fun. And I think what makes this group special and why I think I enjoy it more than that Melo group is that they really represent what the city and Knicks basketball traditionally has been about. Tough, hard-nosed, defensive-oriented, team-oriented, a bunch of underdogs. You know, that's kind of what fans of our age remember of Knicks basketball from the 90s, and I think this team embodies a lot of that, which isn't a surprise, given Tom Thibodeau was on Jeff Van Gundy's staff in the late 90s.
I think you nailed it. I think that's the difference than those 54-win or that 54-win Melo team twofold. One, that this team actually plays defense. They play the game the right way. And two, they're building something that we can look forward to. That year was kind of a one-off, not to mention that it ended in disappointing fashion. They should have beaten the Pacers. So the fact that Tyson Chandler got abused by Roy Hibbert, that still always stuck with me. And it was a fun year, but not like this. You're building towards something this year, and it came out of nowhere, similar to maybe the Yankees in 2017, where the Yankees were supposed to be in rebuild mode, and they go out there and get to Game 7 of the ALCS. So that's why it's just been a tremendous year. Now, Schmuck, we're looking at it. I mean, look, best case scenario, even with the expectations changing throughout the course of the season, I always thought, all right, well, maybe they'd be the sixth seed and finish in the top six. The fact that we're talking about a legitimate four seed here, this is a realistic possibility, even with the Knicks winning on this West Coast trip that was supposed to end their season.
Yeah, look, there's no question about it, man. You know, we went to this West Coast trip, you know, six games, and if they went 3-3, I think all of us would have signed up for it and said, great job, guys. They're 3-2 right now with one game to go against the Lakers. So that's a huge win. They have a game lead in the loss column over both Miami and Atlanta for that fourth seed. And the best part of it, Sal, Miami has a lot of tough games left. They have Philly, Milwaukee, and Boston left on their schedule. So that's going to be tough for them. The Hawks have a bit of a cakewalk now. They get Houston, Orlando, and two games against Washington, and the Wizards are playing well. So the Knicks are a prime spot here. If they can go 2-2 the rest of the way, I would feel pretty good about being either the fourth or the fifth seed. If you manage to go 3-1, I think you feel really good about that fourth spot. And this team is in a position to do that, which is just an unbelievable job by this team on this West Coast trip, which we've been talking about for a long time. We'll see if LeBron plays. They said he's either going to come back against the Knicks or the Rockets in the next two nights. We'll see when he decides to come back. But look, are the Knicks in that same class of teams as those top seven teams, right, in the league? Probably not. I think they're on the top of that next group. But that's okay, man. You can still out there and beat a team like the Clippers once in a while if you play well. But, look, you can go out there. They'll have, at worst, a 50-50 shot of winning in the first round of the playoffs. If they get home court, probably better than that if they get the fourth seed. And then, you know what? Roll the dice. Who knows what's going to happen in the second round of the playoffs? Maybe something's wearing out. Maybe someone pulls a hamstring, sprains an ankle. You don't know. And then all of a sudden, the way this team plays together and plays good defense, anything can happen.
How about the first round matchup potentially? We're talking with John Schmelk, who's the host of the Bank Shot Knicks podcast for the Fan, and has been covering the Knicks for a long time Knicks fan. The one team that I look at that I don't want to see, although I kind of do because it will bring me back to the 90s, but I know it's a bad matchup or potentially a bad matchup, would be Miami in the first round. They're playing much better basketball. They've climbed up the standings. You know it's heading in that direction, that Miami is probably going to catch Atlanta. I know you can mention the schedules and that it looks tough, but would that be the team that you don't want to see in the first round if you're the Knicks?
Yeah, I think that's the team I'd want to avoid the most. You're right. You know, they got to the NBA Finals in the bubble. You know, something's been missing for them all year. You know, Tyler Hero's not having as good of a year. But look, Jimmy Butler's playoff tested, and he can turn it on when he needs it. Bam Adebayo is a really, really good player. They shoot the three ball very, very well, which is something the Knicks still don't defend the best. They're okay at it, but they're still like the best in the league at defending the three. And look, Eric Spoelstra's an elite coach. He's really, really good. And they play really good defense. The Knicks are going to have trouble scoring against that team. So that's a team I want to avoid. You know, Boston has been so up and down all year. There's something wrong with them. Their defense is good. Brad Stevens is a good coach. But, you know, Kemba Walker hasn't been playing. Their point guard situation's up in the air. That team's an issue. They have issues. So, look, Boston's going to be good. They're going to be tough to close out. But, again, tough series. Atlanta, you know, they can score. What does worry about me about Atlanta, Sal, if you go back to that last game the Knicks played the Hawks, Trae Young was tearing them up for three quarters until he sprained his ankle in that game. Then the Knicks kind of came back to in the fourth quarter and won. So that it's funny. It's a real contrast of styles. I think any series against the Heat will be like, you know, grind it out, big surprise, big feet, right? Grind it out, low scoring, you know, beat each other up, you know, 101-99 type game. If they play the Hawks, though, you're going to look at games like 120-117, 124-117, things like that, where – it can be a lot of three-point shots. The Hawks score the ball well. Nate McMillan has turned that team around. Trae Young's really good. So I think any one of those three series is tough, but I agree. I think Miami's the toughest matchup.
Yeah, and Miami swept them during the regular season. I know there were some close games, but still, Miami had their number. You know, Jaylen Brown now, with the news of that breaking yesterday, Jaylen Brown's going to be out for the rest of the season with a torn ligament in his wrist. So that helped. I mean, look, it's bad for Brown, bad for the Celtics in basketball, but it does help if you're potentially going against him. And I just think the Knicks are better than the I think the Knicks are better than the Hawks the way that they play. See, the Hawks have that athletic ability. They can shoot from wherever. They're going to score a ton of points, to your point, what you're saying. I don't think that that has longevity and staying power. And I think in a seven-game series, the Knicks' teamwork, their hard-nosed play both ends of the floor, and the fact that they've improved shooting the three, I think that will last or will outlast Atlanta over the course of the best of seven. Now the question is, well, then who they match up with the next round and how that works out. But we got a ways to go there. How about Schmelk individually? Julius Randle, last time I had you on, we were probably talking about, okay, is Randle a trade piece here? What are they going to get back for Julius Randle? And now the guy's turned into a legitimate MVP. Have you been more floored with Randle than almost anything you've seen before? Because I am. I can't believe he went from what he was to a legit MVP candidate, turning the Knicks into what they are.
Yeah, he is going to get MVP votes. You know, I don't know if he'll finish in the top five, but he's going to be in the neighborhood, and he deserves it. Look, he's put this team on his back. You know, his team play, his improved, you know, his numbers, if you look at them, they're better. But are they, like, off the charts better production-wise? No. But his impact on the game is off the charts better. You know, the way he moves the ball, they run the offense through him. He's basically a point forward. And what's really done is that was the evolution of his three-point shooting. The guy had never shot above, I think he only shot above 28% once in his career. He's over 40% from three. You know, those types of improvements don't happen in a single offseason. And it's really vaulted him into an elite player. And you have to tip your cap to him for that, for making that type of jump. And it's really turned him into a true star. I still don't think he's the best player on a championship team. I think he's the second best player on a potential championship team. But if you even have one of those guys, and by the way, under a reasonable contract for one more year, that is a boom. And, you know, to your point, I think that he's going to be the guy, and we saw it at the end of that Clipper game, right? Even though he played a poor game, he's the guy, along with Derrick Rose to an extent, that's going to have to make plays at the end of these games to close out the better team. See, the team like Miami, if you do get them, you know, they're going to play really good defense, and they're going to make Randle make the right play. They're probably not going to get Randle beat them. They'll run doubles at him, and it's going to be up to him to either hit tough shots or make plays for other people. Because you know how these playoff games go, especially against good teams like the Heat. You need somebody to be your catalyst at the end of these games to make the right play, whether it's the right pass or the right shot, to help you win those close games, which is why a team like Miami is so dangerous. And then Jimmy Butler, that gives you just that.
You mentioned Derrick Rose, Schmelk. I know you weren't a big proponent, and you weren't alone. I mean, there were a lot of Knicks fans. See, for me, I just wanted good players, and they desperately needed good players at the time. I really didn't care. Now, did I think Derrick Rose would be this good? No, but I know he was better than anything else they had coming off the bench at the time. Rose has developed. I mean, he's not that it's 10 years ago, but he's turning into some resemblance of what he was 10 years ago. He has been incredible. How shocked are you? He may be their second most important player. We keep talking about R.J. Barrett, and we'll finish with him in a second, but I mean, Derrick Rose, especially in the postseason, he's going to be huge for them and has been huge.
No, Sal, look, you're right. Look, depending on the night, it's either him or Barrett. I pulled some numbers on this West Coast trip. He's shooting 66% from the field from three. He's 12 of 19, 63%. Since April 16th, he's averaging 19 points per game and shooting 59% from the field. I mean, if anybody would have told you Derrick Rose was going to do this, they'd be lying to you. The best part of the trade was always that he wasn't Elfrid Payton, and he was going to be an improvement over that, and they only traded a second-round pick. So you're right. That's why the trade was fine, and he really hasn't taken away from Quickley's effectiveness, which is kind of what I was worried about when they made that trade. He's had to take his minutes away. That hasn't happened. So, yes, tip your cap to the Knicks front office. Unbelievable trade, and his impact has been bigger than really anyone that was being fair when the trade happened could have predicted.
Let's finish with R.J. Barrett, a guy who we both were critical of. Look, here's the bottom line with Barrett. Whether you watch him at college or not, it didn't really matter. You hear the stuff when the Knicks draft him third overall. You're already disappointed because of Zion and John Morant, you know, next-level superstars. So the Knicks missed out on that. They end up with R.J. Barrett, who's a shooting guard who has trouble shooting, attacks the rim, but isn't good at shooting free throws and can't go right. And R.J. Barrett, Schmelk, to his credit, has debunked all of those things with hard work and his great work ethic and his great effort night in, night out. becoming a better player here in year two, I'm stunned. I'm stunned that if you were to tell me that Barrett would eventually turn into what he's turned into, I would have been surprised. But the fact that he's done it this soon, first improving the free throws, then throughout the course of the season, improving on the three-point shot. I mean, RJ Barrett has been an absolute beast. He's a little inconsistent, but you expect that will come. Schmelk, he might be an all-star in this league.
Yeah, he might be. I'm still not sure because he's not the best athlete that you're going to kind of give the ball to him and let him go score one-on-one a million times. But still, that's fine. The way, much like Randall, right, the way he's improved his shooting is unbelievable. I mean, he's almost 40% from three-point land now after shooting 32% last year. He wasn't good at Duke shooting threes. Your point, he was a bad free-throw shooter. So he's turned his game around, and he's developed his right hand. He's craftier around the basket. And I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be that ultimate, you know, second banana on the floor. That's going to pass, play defense, hit the open shot, run pick and roll, pass the ball a little bit. That does everything well. I don't know if he's ever going to be like a 26, 27-point scorer. But, again, that's okay. You know, be a guy that scores 20, 21 a game, grabs 7 rebounds, dishes out 5 assists, plays good defense. That's what I see Barrett becoming. And like you. I remember when it came on with you in the draft, and you were disappointed they didn't get Moran, and we argued about Barrett a little bit. I said, look, I thought he was the right pick, and I agreed with you that he wasn't on the same level as I know that him and Moran were closer than you were. And I said to you, if Barrett's going to hit as a player, the shot has to come along because he has to make up for his lack of elite athleticism by having a really good jump shot. Well, that's not here. It's not here in year two. Who would have believed that? And to your point, man, it's turned him into a very effective player very early, and it's due to his hard work and effort, which I don't think any of us ever questioned, but that doesn't mean that it's still going to come. So, yeah, I'm with you. And just to your earlier point, too, Sal, about why this is different than the Melo year, because I thought you made a great point. You know, that Melo team was tapped out, right? They had used all their cap space. They had no draft picks. You know, they were older. They hit an unusual amount of threes that year. It was never going to last, and we all knew it. This Knick team is going to potentially be the fourth seed. They're going to have $50 to $60 million in cap space. They have all these extra draft picks to trade for a star. It's going to become a very – Ian Begley reported today, talking to executives around the league, right, that it's becoming a much more attractive place for agents to send their players. And, if you know, these all-stars, they demand trades all the time. New York's going to be on the list now because of Leon Rose and World Wide West and Thibodeau and the way the Knicks are winning games. The more games they win like they did on national TV – against the Clippers, the more attractive this is going to be. So unlike this Melo team, Sal, this is just the beginning. This is the opening act. There's so much room for this team to take that next step, to join that upper echelon of teams, which is why it's so darn exciting and why this is already happening. You know, I don't want Knicks fans to be really annoyed if they lose a 7-game series in the first round or, you know, lose 4-1 in round 2. To heck with that. This is all gravy, man. This is all gravy. Based on what we thought before the season, just enjoy this ride because none of us thought it was going to happen.
Yeah, because it is going to get better. I mean, and for years we were saying, oh, the light's at the end of the tunnel because we were hoping about KD and Kyrie or we were hoping about Zion. It's different now. The foundation has been built. The foundation's built. They've already had success. We haven't even seen much of Obi Toppin doing anything. Emmanuel Quickley still got room to grow. Barrett, you would expect, is going to continue to get better. And to your point, they're going to add, whether it's more draft picks, whether it is free agency, they're going to add. I'll leave it on this, Schmelk. You know what I want? I want the Nets in the second round. Only because I want to.
So do I.
I want to see. I just want to see everything that I believe in. Team basketball, 1 through 15. You know, play, as they talk about, we're not a big three. We're a big 15. They play both ends of the floor hard. They're well coached. They play together. The complete opposite of the Nets, who aren't well coached. They don't necessarily play together. They haven't played together because they've been hurt. Right, the big three. And they don't play defense, but they're elite-level talent. Now, I know I'm not foolish enough to expect the Knicks to win, but I just want to see those two things go head-to-head and see how that works over a 7-game series, not to mention how great that would be for the city. That's what I want. I want Knicks to take care of the first round and meet up with Brooklyn in the second round. I think it'd be great.
Unfortunately, I think they're, what, 3 games behind Philly now? We've got the 1 seed. So I think the best chance, and I don't want to see this. I don't think you do either. The best chance the Knicks probably have of getting Brooklyn is if Brooklyn drops to the 3rd seed, and I think they're within a 1.5 game or so of the Bucks right now, and the Knicks drop to the 6th spot. As much as I'd like to see Brooklyn, I still want that four or fifth spot. So, unfortunately, I'm with you. It doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Yeah, you're right. Probably end up with the Sixers, and who knows? And, you
know, oh, God, and that, dude, that's going to be impossible. Joel Embiid is going to eat that lunch.
You don't want to root for injury, but if Embiid happens to have some issue with his foot, maybe you'd be okay with that for seven games. Schmelk, enjoy it, man. This has been fun. Maybe we'll talk to you again during the postseason, which is the Knicks postseason. It hasn't happened nearly enough. I mean, basically, since I've known you, they've been in the playoffs maybe three times and have combined to win a couple of series. So it'll be exciting for sure. Thanks for joining the Schmelk. We appreciate it.
This is going to be a lot more fun than those Tim Thomas, Kenyon Martin battles back in 2006. So is that what that was?
Exactly. Isaiah Thomas. Well, welcoming Isaiah Thomas in 2004, welcoming us to the playoffs before getting swept by the Nets. I mean, give me a break.
Oh, that was, yeah. Oh, God, that, I forgot about that, dude. That was terrible. I do remember that. That was brutal. Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, Schmoke. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Be good, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.